ladies and gentlemen, and to you little badass boys and girls that are like, oh, this is a bitch. No, she got her surgery. That motherfucker bent. You are listening to Player Shine Radio. It's me, King Nev. It's always a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, to chop it up with y'all. Just keep it 100 with y'all. Inform y'all, motivate, inspire, hopefully entertain and make y'all laugh. I'll just keep that shit a thigh wild over here. You know, I got the homie Tone. We hotboxing in this motherfucker today, bro. We tried to do it upstairs, but, you know, the little homie, you gotta set appointments with him. You don't just walk. You don't just do no walk-ins with him. It's all good. It's all good.
That shit going off with no nap.
Oh, yeah. Let him go ahead and burn the rest of them little energy reserves out. He can crash and burn them right there where he at.
Getting close.
Hell yeah. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Sour Power Hour. Yeah, we definitely been on the fritz, you know, relocation, plus minor adjustments, minor setbacks for major comebacks, but ain't nothing gonna stop the Sour Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now. You know, at this point in time in life, my main focus is to just give y'all what's needed instead of what y'all want. Y'all want motherfuckers to embarrass themselves and all that extra shit. I can't do that. If I embarrass myself telling the truth, then I think I've accomplished my mission. But I got a couple of topics I want to talk about tonight, in reference to the queen, in reference to a young artist by the name of PNB Rock. His name was PNB Rock. And politics, we're going to chop it up. We got a plethora of things to talk about. But, you know, we know we had a situation in the world where the Queen of Great Britain passed at the age of 96. 96 years of reaping the benefits off of niggas worldwide. Oppressing niggas, colonizing niggas, maiming niggas. This all in her bloodline. If she didn't do it, her mammy did it. And if her mammy didn't do it, her daddy did it. This is how they treat people of color. Think about the extremes that they went through to control and manipulate the masses. We know Jesus ain't white, but let the people that's in power and ruling with an iron fist tell us. Nigga, that's Jesus. So we gotta understand, first off, what we dealing with. And why is really not a lot of emotion towards this old white lady passing? Like, and even it's bigger than what has she done for us. It's really more about what has she done to us. What has she done to our ancestors? How has what she's done in her lifetime impacted the way we live on a day to day? Even in America, we not in Europe. We not in Britain. We not in England. We ain't over there. But it's a lot of African refugees that come from all over different parts of that continent to those Western world societies and shit, and Ireland's and London and Paris and all of that extra shit. I met a couple niggas that's from overseas. Like, niggas sound like they from Africa, but they grew up in Germany. Smart as fuck. Cool as hell. You know, and the more time they spend around us, the more they start acting like it's cool as fuck, though, you know? But to the niggas and females that's really, like, hurt, like, really, you can't believe this happened. Like, you really had the power to stop it. You just didn't know it was happening. And you mad, you hurt because she died, and you could have, you had the power to not make her die in your pocket. So you hurt because you got there two minutes too late. Shut the fuck up. These is y'all colonizers. They fucking people is in y'all country to this day. It's Asians that didn't caught on to how the white man do it. Oh, that's what they doing? We finna do that shit too. Give them a bum ass loan. We ain't gonna get them nothing. We gonna get them a loan that we know they gonna default on. And once they can't pay it back, then we gonna take all of that shit. It's all gonna be ours. All of it. They keep doing it. Rinse, wash, rinse, recycle, repeat. They keep doing the same shit. They keep calling the same play out the playbook. Yet still, it's not a lot of nations of colors or Africans, black people, wherever you at. It's not a lot of black people standing up to their oppressors except for one set group of people, and that's here in America. It's the niggas. What y'all call us in Africa? It's the Akatas standing 10 toes down on this shit. We out here losing our life and shit, getting our head knocked off and shit. Niggas killing niggas, hunting niggas, robbing niggas. We going through all of that shit. We ain't just looking out for each other. We looking out for the police, too. We got to look. It ain't no rest. I ain't saying I wake up to gunshots and bullets flying and whizzing past my head and shit, but I do live in an environment in a city where, nigga, there's predators everywhere. And you must keep your head on the swivel because poverty's there where everybody hurting, nigga. Everybody hurting. So when we talk about the queen dying and shit, like, I was under the impression that was white people, bitch. Like, I ain't got shit to do with that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, if... Who's of great importance in the black community? I'm trying to compare and contrast. Like, the queen died, so we supposed to mourn. We supposed to mourn over somebody's... who historically don't give a fuck about niggas, her or her family members, except for Harry. But then again, I don't really trust that nigga. I think he just like black women, but he don't fuck with niggas like that. When have you ever seen Prince Harry chilling and kicking it with a nigga?
Yeah.
Never. He like black women. He like fucking black. No, they're tighter. Their asses are a little jiggly, or she's fine. It makes me happy. I don't know. I'm just calling this shit like I see it, man. Like, the queen dead, okay, get the fuck over it.
Sometimes they do that shit just to rebel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but a lot of white girls be fucking niggas. A lot of white girls fuck niggas to piss their people off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of white girls that fuck niggas because they just like niggas. They tried it once, and they, you know what? I think I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay, Travis. Real shit. That's neither here or there, though. Just, it's so much to be focused on. Like, it's so much that we could, like, the local politics. Like, goddamn, we got some dude running for office. Black dude. His last name Mandela or something. I can't think his name, but he a young black dude running for mayor or something.
Mandela Barnes.
Boy, you know it's voting season when them fucking ads, campaign commercials come on and it was like a smack DVD on TV.
Yeah.
They be dissing the shit out of that thing.
Guess who hasn't paid his taxes?
All my life, bro. They on your line, Mandela Barnes, bro. And we already know what it is. It's like, I don't know if it's true or not, but they say that you're trying to turn Milwaukee into an asylum city for, foreigners or refugees. Listen, bro. If you really for the people, if you really for Milwaukee, bro, stop trying to include motherfuckers in on what Milwaukee got going. No, nigga, you, whatever energy you finna pour into these refugees and these foreigners and shit, y'all trying to, you know what I'm saying, water down the black vote by, you need to just give up on that, bro. We the motherfucking people. This is our shit, bro. You supposed to fight for us. You can't run your ad campaign and you expect for us to have your back and these white people airing your ass the fuck out saying all of this shit where, bro, why would I just vote for you if you black? Like, we did that with Obama, my nigga. Like, what the fuck is you doing for the hood, nigga? The hood needs you, nigga. If you ain't doing shit for this, the north side of Milwaukee, the east side, everywhere in Milwaukee, it's a little ass city, bro. But this is the highest concentration of black people in the state of Wisconsin, my nigga. I ain't saying you did nothing wrong. I'm just going off of what the people running against you said. And according to their ad campaigns, Mr. Mandela Barnes, you out here caping for these foreigners and shit, bro. But then I hope you're not one of them type of niggas where you be dressing clean and be talking nice and you come to the hood and you make all of these promises and shit. And then you dip once you got our motherfucking vote and we'll never see your ass again. Don't be one of them type of hoe ass niggas to us, bro. Because if I ever get in politics, bro, I don't give a fuck how nobody feel. I'm going to be me to the death, and that's why they're going to fuck with me the long way. I'm going to be professional. I'm going to be respectful. I'm going to be courteous. I'm going to be about my job. And most importantly, I'm going to be for the people. Nigga, Milwaukee needs you. If you say you're trying to be the mayor of us, you see all these white people at your motherfucking head really gunning for that position. Clearly, it's a worthy position because, nigga, they don't want you to have that seat. I don't want you to have a seat if you ain't gonna really be about that life. We didn't have so many people that look like us get there and don't do shit for us, or make an excuse on why they can't do something or why they can't do nothing for us. Whole time they done made a deal behind scenes and shit, behind the curtains and shit.
Now, what they give Ukraine another couple billion?
They're about to give Ukraine some more money, yeah, bro. But we over here paying all this motherfucker inflation shit. Everything, well, like, bro, they be hoeing the fuck out of us, bro. Joe Biden want to expand the PPP fraud shit from 2 years to 10 years.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I'm thankful I'm not a stupid-ass nigga and I was desperate and I just needed some money real quick and they gave it to me and I blew it and now I ain't got shit to show for it and now I'm facing jail time and all that. But to you niggas that did do that.
Hopefully
they
don't get caught.
Oh, they caught. They definitely caught, but this the thing, like, ultimately, bro, we living in a society that don't give a fuck about us, bro. They knew them niggas was gonna take that free money and fuck it off. That shit was by design and by plan, bro. Inflation didn't just happen because of this war in Ukraine. No, nigga, this shit was planned. They gave out all of this money for free in the form of stimulus packages and PPP loans. And realistically, because America is a business and this is a capitalistic nation and society, no, we gotta pay that shit back. We gotta, whatever the taxes is, we gotta double them for a certain amount of time. We gotta run this shit back up because we, hey.
And some with interest.
You feel me?
That's what the inflation is.
Yeah, you go to the gas stations. On the north side, all they got is $3.99. Like, they, how you gonna bust the poor? The niggas mainly in poverty over there. You busting these people head.
Yeah. And it's 60 cents cheaper on the other side.
But then you go to the other side of town. Like my nigga Big B said, Delafield, they gas $3.09. $3.09 at the Quick Trip. I'm like, bro, damn near. My nigga's at $3.09, bro.
$3.09.
Those regular gas prices.
That's
nigga.
Almost a dollar difference, bro.
Bro, those are supposed to be the regular gas prices. A little bit lower than that, damn near shit. Yeah. But $3.09 back before this inflation shit, all that shit, $3.09 was kind of pushing it. That was kind of expensive. But it's like, no, nah, nigga, we missed that $3.09. Nigga put $25 in the tank, nigga, and it's a quarter and a little bit over type shit. Like, wow. That shit annoying as fuck. Damn, every time she walk on her leg, that shit make my leg hurt. Shit. You ain't look, bro. Yeah, bro, like she didn't got used to it.
Yeah.
Oof. Anywho, no, don't mind though. We just see this bow-legged girl, like her leg was so bowed, like on the cowboy side of the game.
Yeah.
On the rootin' tootin' side of the game.
Wild Wild West.
Howdy partner. Hey, y'all listening to Player Shine Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I mean, you ain't got no gas to him. Huh? Go get that shit. So we got look at this, the same for, I told you what we was doing, bro. I told you what we was doing,
bro. Hey, bro, I'm a test coming
up, man. Oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Stop fucking playing, bro. Why you bullshitting, nigga? I keep that thing on me, bro. Because I thought I needed it, bro.
Yeah.
But no, I feel you, bro. No, I feel you. I wouldn't be like that. I wouldn't even be like that. No, nigga, just throw that shit up. Listen, bro. I know how to do it. I got it down to a science. But that's neither here nor there. My nigga, keep that shit traditional, nigga.
Yeah,
real shit.
Yeah.
I definitely want to give a rest in peace to that boy, to that, to, I'm sorry, to that man. I don't know his real name, but rest in peace, PNB Rock. I heard a couple of your songs, bro. I didn't know you made them. I wasn't a fan. I ain't gonna act like I was. I fuck with you. Like I ain't hear about you until yesterday when my sister was like, Teenage PNB Rock died. He got shot. I ain't know what the fuck she was talking about, but out of respect, I took the time to figure out who he was. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I want to say in reference to just being a black man out here and being a rapper, being an entertainer, just being a black man and doing what you love to do, going against the grain type shit, it's fucked up that you can't go eat with your family without having to look over your shoulders because of what type of jewelry you wear. Don't get me wrong, it's a thin line between rich and poor, especially in Chicago. I mean, not Chicago. Well, in Chicago too, but especially in California. It's a real thin line. You know, as hours passed and, you know what I'm saying, more and more information came out about PNB Rock death, come to find out he just happened to be at one of the Waffle Houses deep in the trenches.
So his name is Rakim Hashim Allen.
Rashim Allen. Rest in peace, my G. Like I said, I was finna say, it's fucked up that you can't, you know what I'm saying, get out here and function. Do basic shit like go eat with your family, like a thirsty ass nigga. What happened was this girl took a picture of them there, and somebody recognized where they was at, came, saw him, killed them in front of his family, and took his jewelry, went in his pockets, and left.
I mean, on that note, let's make a public announcement. You know, let's not share every motherfucking moment of our damn lives with social media.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting to say that shit for so long, man. It's like, I don't give a fuck what you eating. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfuckers that you showing don't give a fuck what you eat. It sound good. Oh, that shit look good. Whatever fucking kind of comments these motherfuckers make, they don't give a fuck. A lot of them motherfuckers envious of your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta stay in your damn lane.
Right.
Your memory ain't my memory.
Right.
Unless we together. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
Right.
So 10 years from now, I got this picture in my phone. I'm going to share it with you. We going to remember that shit. Ain't nobody else going to remember that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? We was there. Not Facebook, not Twitter, not Instagram. Them motherfuckers wasn't there, bro. We was there. We shared that moment in history. You know what I'm saying? So, especially black folk, we gotta stop doing that shit. Sharing every motherfucking thing.
Everybody don't need to know your life.
Yeah, everybody don't need to know your life. Everybody don't give a fuck about your life.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of predator ass motherfuckers that feeding off of those type of
That's
moments.
A security breach like a motherfucker.
And this shit happened in front of your family.
You going out of town and shit. Oh, look, I'm over here. While a motherfucker at your crib breaking your shit off.
Facts.
Oh, yeah, they in Utah right now. They ain't coming back.
I ain't gonna be here no time
soon,
bro. We got all that.
We at least got 2 hours to break this motherfucker all the way off, even if they on the plane. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Hold that shit, y'all.
That's real.
Straight up.
It's like, I was somebody called in to that Tariq Nasheed show, and he was from California. And he was explaining their culture out there, like why people be thinking that people in Cali be dressing like bums, right? It's not even that. Motherfuckers will throw on a t-shirt, a clean white tee, and some jogging pants, or some black jeans, or some blue jeans, or something. Like some regular shit, because niggas know, like, I can't wear my Jordans to school, because I gotta go through this hood, and that hood. I ain't gonna make it past this hood and that hood before niggas try to take my shit from me. So I gotta wear these old ass shoes, and then when I get back around my family, and cool. Then I can wear my stuff around my family and my neighborhood. And it's like, you hear that type of shit, it's like, damn, that's how y'all gotta move out there? Like, you can't wear certain types of hats, bro, in certain neighborhoods. Can't wear certain colors. You can't do plenty shit. And then if you happen to be a nigga that made it successful, you know what I'm saying? You just hungry, ride through, like, damn, I need something to eat right now. And you happen to be riding through somebody's hood.
Yeah.
And don't nobody know you. You used to wear your jewelry. You used to wear your rings and your watch, your chain, your earrings, your grill, your Carties and all that shit. But these niggas don't know who the fuck you is. They just know you ain't from here. Nigga, it's time to eat. That's all niggas see is a walking fucking meat stick. A shiny meat stick. Niggas turn into lions, cannibals. Cannibals for the come up, nigga. And you know what's crazy? Part of me get it. Part of me get it in the sense where his motherfuckers out here in the hood. The only reason I get it because Buddy broke it down. He was like, you gotta think about the little homies that be ganging and be earning their stripes, you know what I'm saying? And earning their street cred and woo-woo-woo. And then they see a nigga like you come through shining hard as a bitch. They gonna look at that shit like, damn, that's supposed to be me. How the fuck is this nigga gonna do? Nigga, we finna get this nigga.
He's coming to my hood.
Nigga can't just, you can't outshine me in my hood, nigga. I'm taking all that shit, nigga. Real shit.
Yeah. Just that fast.
You can lose your life over an outfit or a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Couple dollars.
Right.
A sack of weed, nigga.
Looking like you got something.
Don't look like, I probably can't go to Cali dressed like this, bro. Yeah. Probably can't. And I ain't even Chris. I'm just wearing a fucking watch.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I went to LA, man. It was just like, okay, what am I going in? Because I know niggas don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there
was niggas out there on that, wasn't it?
On shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit. Essays, all that shit. Like, I'm gonna be neutral as a motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? And I drove to, you know, Crenshaw and all that shit, bro. I was taking the streets, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't scared of nothing.
Right.
But I ain't stupid either, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Long Beach, I rode through all that shit, bro. The streets. I won highway. Only time I took the highway was when I went down to San Diego, bro.
That was the ride.
Yeah.
That's the ride.
Yeah, a couple hours, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, at the end of the day, it was just like, gotta think, man. Use your damn brain.
Facts.
You know?
No, that's real shit.
Straight up.
That's real. Because ultimately, motherfuckers is getting hit. It's too many motherfuckers out here that's really about that cutthroat life. And they don't got a problem marking you out, Xing you out to get what they want or get to where the fuck they need to be. And it's messed up that's the vibe within our community. How the fuck is we the minority in this nation? I know it's white on white crime, but white people don't do it. They don't be on this type of shit. Like, we, white people kill white people, but the way black people kill black people, we just do this shit for fun. We do it because we want the clout.
Yeah.
Niggas want to kill. They killed this nigga, bro. They killed this nigga in front of his family. Took his chain just so they can go online and I caught that nigga. And get caught and go to prison. You just threw your life away and fucked up people in your life. Now that you probably got kids and shit, they can't grow up with you because you want clout, nigga. Really shit a motherfucker said. You ain't a coward. You're not less of a man because you hired security. You're not. Nigga, you getting money? You got shows to do and woo-woo-woo? Nigga, you better hire security. The fuck? I ain't for me having no random ass niggas running up on me. I don't care about none of that scary shit. I'm scared I'm gonna kill you if you try me. Cause I ain't got no felonies. And I'm a up pole on your ass in the quickness if you give me that wrong energy. I don't wanna do that. I'd rather have security. Could you please back up, sir? Could you please back up? I don't gotta say shit, nigga. I don't know you. I'd rather keep it like that than be out here kicking it and shit and go, just shot. Just dead. Just dead. Like, out of nowhere. Because the nigga jealous. Niggas jealous of each other, bro. When a nigga see another nigga in a position they want to be, do you know how that makes a nigga feel on the inside that ain't doing shit with his own life? It kills him. It tears him apart. He gotta redeem himself by taking what, you know what I'm saying, he didn't work for. Taking what you worked for. Taking what you earned. Taking what you, you know what I'm saying, what God gave you. Or I ain't gonna say God gave you, God allowed you to have. You, God blessed you with finances to go buy that. You could have bought anything. That's what you chose to buy. And then another whole ass nigga gonna come along because they ain't got it and kill you to take this. It's really worthless. It's not worth my life. It's really worthless. But my life is everything. I only get one of these. I can't get this back. And you just go take my shit for some fucking shit that came out the ground. Hoe ass niggas, bro. There's a lot of hoe ass niggas out here doing some weird ass shit, but it's a dangerous job. Matter of fact, it's a rapper by the name of Sauce Walker from Texas. He was in Cali. This happened before PNB Rock got killed. This was probably like 2 or 3 days. Nigga tried to snatch his chain. Bro, that nigga killed that. That nigga Sauce Walker killed that nigga. Like, bro, don't play with me. I don't give a fuck where I'm at. Fuck y'all gun laws. Fuck all of that. Y'all better catch me. This nigga tried to take his chain. That nigga uphold and laid that nigga down. Like, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. I hate seeing that type of shit. But when it comes down to protecting yourself and protecting your family, I would say both.
You know what I'm saying?
If it's on you, if it's yours, it's your possessions. I ain't defending the possessions. I'm defending me. Because at that point in time, nigga, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm acting out of fear. Letting that bitch ride, too. Like, if you bold enough to be on that type of shit, bro, I hope your life worth it, nigga. I hope your life worth this chain, bro.
See, that's what we talk about, preventative maintenance, man.
Not wear the chain at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Or if you gonna wear it, nigga, be aware of your surroundings, nigga. Have security, bro. They could be ducked off somewhere. They got their eyes on you. They can get to you in less than a second.
Yeah.
But don't nobody need to know you. They don't even gotta know you got security. As long as you got eyes that's watching where you're up, that where you can't see, you winning. But to be in that position where you in the hood, deep in the trenches, where niggas hustling, niggas robbing, stealing, killing, and dealing, niggas out there trying to get it, and you come through with this shiny ass shit, I bet you your girl bad as fuck too. And you got your kid. Oh, this nigga with his family, bro, this gonna be easy, bro. I'm just gonna go in there and lay this nigga down. They gonna be screaming, taking this shit, tell her shut the fuck up, and I'm gonna walk off. Niggas cutthroat as a bitch, bro. Think about all the rappers that just got gunned down, random as a bitch, bro. Shiesty as a bitch.
That shit be custom jewelry anyway.
Mm-hmm. It do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It don't really make no sense to walk around with $100,000 in your chest.
Yeah.
For what? Niggas know who you is already. So all you gotta do is show up. Bitches gonna go crazy. You getting money to perform. Give me that shit. Cause before the jewelry gonna last at least a couple days before it starts to tarnish and turn green. Nigga, I just need this for 2 hours. I'm gonna rock the mic. Damn, this chain. Y'all seen this chain? But yeah, nigga, this shit fake as fuck. They going crazy. That's wild, man. But yeah, like I said, rest in peace to that man.
Right.
You ain't deserve that shit, bro. From some of your interviews that I saw, little snippets and shit, you seem like a very well-educated young brother. You know, unfortunately, you know, we live in a world where, like in Cali, they say you got to check in when you come.
Yeah.
You got to check in with people that know you coming, so you don't even got to go through that shit. The thing is, motherfuckers be feeling like they getting extorted. Because it's like, why when these country artists and shit come, they don't got to check in? Why y'all only telling black entertainers to check in? Like y'all trying to extort some shit.
Yeah, I give a kind of swag, though.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Ray Cyrus with $500,000 piece off.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Shiny. Shit, some of them mean Brian gonna need hoes. Some of them country boys out here trying to sound like niggas to a country beat, bro.
Yeah.
You know, some of them white boys singing that country rap shit, bro. And that shit go hard as fuck. I ain't gonna even hold you, bro.
Yeah.
Some of them white boys is fusing that country rap shit together and they really trying to hijack the culture, bro. Because if a nigga try to go in the country and hijack y'all shit, y'all ain't gonna have that shit. White people trying to take up, well, they already took over hip-hop. They giving us our rappers and our artists. They telling us who the best rappers is. Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow.
Who? Who?
Exactly.
Who?
Exactly, man. That's the shit I'm talking about, though, man. Like, we live in that world and in that society where this hip-hop shit was birthed out of pain and suffering. You know what I'm saying? This is our shit. You got rappers like Busta Rhymes saying hip-hop is originally from Jamaica. You got rappers like Big Pun saying hip-hop is originally from Puerto Rico. Nigga, hip-hop is us, bro. From the foundation of Black America, nigga, it's us. We created this from our own pain. Y'all created y'all shit in South America, and that shit go hard as fuck. Y'all created y'all shit in Jamaica, and that shit go hard as fuck. And through hip-hop, we was able to create, like, hip-hop is a catalyst to create a different type of wave. You know what I'm saying? You can do trap hip-hop, you can do funk hip-hop, you can do classic hip-hop, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's the point of hip-hop. It's for you to freely express yourselves on all levels. But you gonna pay homage. You ain't finna make it seem like this shit didn't start with us. Anytime we invent something or create something, y'all try to take it away from us and take the credit and shit. That's fuck shit. Only reason why Lil Nas X is cold is because y'all exploiting this little boy sexual preference and making that shit a big deal. Like, if he fuck niggas in the ass, why do we have to know about this through his music? Who the fuck cares? And why was y'all promoting him to the kids when he first came out? Like, y'all think we stupid. And then you motherfuckers that be listening to these motherfuckers and be letting them finesse y'all, and then when we speak up on this shit and tell the truth about this shit, y'all sit the fuck down and don't ever say shit else to us. Y'all ain't even a part of the conversation. Y'all some bandwagon, follow the leader ass lanes. And that shit irritated as fuck. It's a problem within hip-hop. And it's mainly caused by a certain group of people going around buying up the culture and turning it into some bullshit that they want it to be. They want hip-hop to be about gay people and white rappers. Those gonna be considered the best rappers alive type shit. The real niggas, well, I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna say it like this. I make music for a reason. I write for a reason, and I'm inspired for a reason. I ain't finna just write because I feel some type of way towards anybody. I'ma write because it's on my heart to do it. The next song I make, boy, this might be the one that get me in there. This might be the one that put me on the map. Because I got some shit to say. I got a lot of truth to tell. And I'ma do it boldly and fearlessly. And it's all gonna make sense. That's the whole purpose of the substance that I'm trying to create within this specific song. Y'all gonna see. Thank me later.
Yeah.
Real shit, man. But other than that, I mean, I've been going through my own transitions and shit, adjusting and adapting and all of that. And God been with me, y'all. I just want y'all to make sure y'all stay in tune and in tap with God. Like, make sure y'all do that. Because he definitely moving, operating. And he gonna get you where you need to be. He gonna give you what you need, when you need it, how you need it. It's just on you to sit still and wait on your blessings and shit, man. It was something else I wanted to talk about. Tom, you got any 2 cents you wanna add in, bro?
Man, I guess about the hip-hop shit, bro, it's really disheartening, man, how these motherfuckers try to hijack this shit.
Hell yeah.
You know, after all these years and shit, niggas been putting it down. Next they come for R&B, and you know what I mean? It's just like, what the fuck?
They trying to say Justin Timberlake the king of R&B.
Yeah. That motherfucker ain't been around a long ass time.
I'm sorry, y'all don't want to hear this, but R. Kelly is the king of R&B. Your favorite artist probably, he probably famous because of R. Kelly and what he wrote for him.
Yeah.
I ain't condoning no child rape, none of that shit. He a fuck nigga in that instance, but musical genius-wise, no, that's the king.
Already.
That's the motherfucking king right there. Nigga, keyword, nigga, Pod Piper. Nigga, do your history research. That's the Pod Piper. It's fucked up that they trying to say, well, they're trying to take our culture. And they do it in a way where they're not fucking with none of the originators. You know what I'm saying? When you go back to the original lyricists and shit that was really out here popping their shit and captivating the world. No, we don't want none of the foundations of Black Americans. We want a nigga from Africa named Rotimi, and we want Fat Joe to host it. He from Puerto Rico. Ain't got shit to do with what the fuck we got going on. It's irritating. They doing it like that. Like trying to, they buy up, the white people buy the black networks, and then they flip it and reverse it on us.
I mean, even that nigga Busta Rhymes, he been talking shit, man. I didn't think he was like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
But possibly somebody got their hand in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? I know it ain't coming from dudes like that. He know we've been putting that shit down forever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then Fat Joe, we know the motherfucker, you know, pulling his motherfucking strings as well. All that tax evasion shit, you remember all that shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they was facing jail time and all, you know. The
only person that went down was Irv Gotti.
Yeah, so it's a lot of build up on that shit right there alone. You know what I mean? Like, what, nigga?
Right.
How Ron Isley go to jail, but your ass don't go to jail, nigga. On some tax shit.
Mm.
How motherfucking Wesley Snipes go to jail.
You did.
You know what I mean? On some tax shit and your ass did type shit. You know what I mean? Like, what, nigga?
That's interesting.
You know? Who bent your ass over, nigga?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
They don't want to let the real niggas in, bro.
No disrespect, but it's just like, nigga, my antennas is up, nigga. Especially now with your ass talking this shit. You know, like, nigga, I respect Big Pun. That motherfucker used to put it down, nigga.
Mm-hmm. You used to hold Big Pun umbrella, nigga.
Right, exactly, nigga.
And his son don't even fuck with you. Because he know you a fuck, nigga. He know you a fuck, nigga. Look, I don't want his money.
Make sense.
When it was time for him to make it right, he wasn't no shit. My mama needed him. He left her hanging, so fuck him.
Yeah.
I'll make it on my own. I don't need him. Like, damn. But that's Big Pun, bro. This nigga fuck with your dad, man. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't get mad at that. We don't know that nigga the way they know him.
Yeah.
We only know what's presented to us. Just like a lot of these, man, I'm glad we're speaking on this shit. Tiffany Haddish. Ari Spears. You heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Ari Spears made a video, want to say back in 2014.
Okay.
Tiffany Haddish co-starred in it, and it was basically a little sketch about not leaving your kids with anybody. And basically, Ari Spears' character was a pedophile, and Tiffany Haddish's character was the mama that always left her son with people.
Okay.
Bro, it wasn't nothing super graphic, but the way that the jokes was leading up to it, the scenes was like, it was looking like, bro, that's kind of risque, like, bro, that's kind of borderline, bro.
Yeah.
But anyway, That nigga Aries made a joke about Lizzo and asked about her. He said she looked like the shit emoji. 2 days later, that video resurfaced. They accused of Tiffany Haddish of child molestation and pedophilia, and Harry Spears the same shit. Like, they really going for these people. And Tiffany can't really speak on it because her lawyers told her don't say nothing until we tell you to. So she put out a statement like, I'm explaining everything as soon as I can. My lawyers have instructed me not to say anything. I'm like, yo, it was wild. Like, Aries already a fuck nigga. Like, don't nobody like Aries Spears, cause he be thinking that he can bully motherfuckers and talk shit and disrespect motherfuckers littler than him.
Okay.
But when a man stepped to him, that nigga fold up like a fresh dollar bill with a crease in it, the long way. One of them, Gooey Raccoon. That's what Corey Holcomb called him, a Gooey Raccoon. Because he got a tour with one of his homies on the 5150 show, Zoe Williams. End up fighting that nigga. Ever since then, that nigga, he just been on a downward spiral.
Everything went off?
I want to say, you talking about when they fought? Or you talking about the video? The video came out, like, I think they scrubbed the internet of the video, but it came out of, like, 2014 through this, a user uploaded video through Funny or Die. Because the company Funny or Die, Comedy Central, got a show called Funny or Die, and they issued a statement saying that they did not produce this. They didn't even know that he made that. It was the user that created this content uploaded it to our website. And once we found out that it was on here, somebody pointed it out to us, we immediately took it down. It was like, wow. But they say there's still copies of that sketch out here floating around somewhere.
So basically, it's another one of those shaming type of things.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, accuser, nigga. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
How long this take? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Now you coming out the woodwork?
Exactly.
What the fuck happened again, motherfucker?
Right.
Really?
Know what I'm saying, but it'd be
skit?
It'd be weird, bro.
Yeah, you know. And Tiffany has been in the motherfucking white boy bag for a long time, so I know there's some shit behind that anyway, because she ain't
she
fucking
said,
funny.
The lady's son that was in the video.
Yeah.
The lady been trying to extort her for years because of that video.
Okay.
And it just so happened, Ari Spears said Lizzo looked like the shit emoji.
Yeah.
And then a video come out, and then you find out all of the shit behind this story and all of that. It's like, man. You can't make this shit up, bro. You can't make it up. You can't.
So, Lizzo is in the motherfucking bag already.
Mm-hmm.
And they trying to keep that whole...
They trying
body
to keep... Yeah. They trying to really push her.
Shit,
yeah, they want the
it.
Big girls to feel special and shit.
Saying,
you know what I'm saying?
They weren't saying that shit was Missy Elliott.
Right, she had to get in the whole garbage bag.
You know
y'all
what I'm
still
saying?
Didn't show her no
yeah,
love.
Yeah, right.
Y'all are bogus as hell. But here she go. Here go Lizzo. She can go to the NBA games, go get floor seats, walk around with her ass cheeks cut out. Like, first off, your ass do not. You don't have the type of ass nobody want to look at, baby. It ain't that you ugly.
Yeah.
It ain't
yeah.
none of that. It's just what you just did. Like, if Rihanna did it, it would have hit way
yeah.
harder. But because you did it, it didn't hit right.
Who was that bitch at the Emmys or something the other night? Who was that bitch wearing?
I don't even know, bro.
Who the fuck was carrying her whole dress and shit?
Billy Porter.
Red-ass dress, like a damn, like she was at a wedding or something. Yeah, stretch limo looking ass bitch. Straight up.
Both said she's like a stretch limo with a train.
Stretch Hummer and shit.
Throw mama from the train. You stupid.
Damn.
Man. I mean, bro, it's so many agendas.
Yeah.
It's agenda on top of agenda on top of agenda. Like,
distraction, you know.
It's something happening right now. Like, bro, by 2023, bro, I feel like if motherfuckers be distracted any much more longer, we gonna fuck around and be pinned in a position we ain't gonna be able to get up out of. Like, I'm saying that in the sense where
I feel like
we gotta start getting prepared in the form of, what's that shit called? I ain't gonna say doomsday prepping, but, you know, just making sure a nigga got the bare essentials just in case these motherfuckers try us. We got ammunition, we got food, and we got water. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as we got that, we gonna be good. Winter coming, how do you keep your family warm in the event that it's some type of calamity in the middle of winter type shit, bro? You feel me? A winter apocalypse, purge and shit. Like, nigga, I hate thinking like that, but let's just be real, bro. Motherfucking white boys going crazy. That's facts. I hate to have to lay a motherfucker down, but goddamn, my family matters, nigga. I know they say Black Lives Matter. I feel you, but my family matters, nigga.
It's all kind of fucking angles with that shit,
too. It definitely is. And it's fucked up, too, because, you know, our elders be watching all of this shit, and they be really panicking. My grandma, she don't play that shit. Like, she wants you to wear a whole mask to her house. Like, you sick, and you gotta respect it, you know? It's her house.
Everybody
do.
Yeah.
You gotta respect it, though. Yeah. Like, and I do. It's like, I hate that, you know, it's me and a select few that we challenge life. We challenge to see things differently type shit. You're not just gonna go along with the get-along gang. No, we gonna do our own thinking and use our own discernment. Nigga, they ain't gonna just go what you saying off with. Like, fuck you. I know what I got going on. I know what I'm focused on doing. And with everything that's happening around us, bro, like, they say, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. Let me go to the Century Foods. That's a grocery store, right? Okay. Every grocery store got a 3-day supply of food. So in events like an apocalypse happen, money not being accepted, can't withdraw your money from the ATMs, that type of shit. You in a good distance, but nigga, you ain't got that much time to get from here to there and bring the food back before the entire city come with the same mindset as you to do the same shit. Now, if niggas killing over jewelry and shit, imagine what a nigga do over a Butterfinger, my nigga. Slab of ribs, my nigga. You a... Stay ready, we gotta get ready. I think about my sister and her kids. I think about my wife and my kids. Regardless of what the fuck going on, like, nigga, I'm a protector, man. I don't got time for the fuck shit in the games. And then it's, I'm on Player Shine Radio. I got so much shit that's going on right now, and I want to tell y'all what I'm going through exactly right now. I feel like it wouldn't be fair because I'm going to have to leave out certain details because, you know, it's still playing out. Everything's still playing out. But just know, God working, He blessing me, looking out, putting me in an even bigger, better position times 10. And, you know, right now the best thing I could do is what I need to do and this right here, what I enjoy doing, which is chopping it up with y'all politicking. You know what I'm saying? And just being as brutally honest as possible. I thrive off of the truth. At one point in time when I was a kid, I thrived off of lying. And then I found out that lying ain't the way. Since I've been on my truth journey, it's like, motherfuckers get mad when you tell the truth. I didn't know that. I didn't know motherfuckers hate the truth. So I'm finna go out of my way to tell y'all the truth. Bible instructs me to. It tell me to expose those out here capping and faking and flexing. I'm supposed to do that. Whether it's through my music or us just chopping it up the way we chop it right now. There's certain parts of America on fire setting record heat wave temperatures and shit. Of course, we already know winter coming and it's finna get ugly than a motherfucker out here. I already know it's finna be ugly out here. Best thing we could do, if we get ready, if we stay ready, we don't gotta get ready. And that's in every aspect possible. So tomorrow when y'all wake up in the morning, first thing y'all should do is just pray. Dedicate y'all day to God. You know what I'm saying? Pray with him for 5-10 minutes. Get up, get situated, get fresh, dress, get in the car, go to work, enjoy your day, and watch what it do. Just watch how your day just be smooth as that thing. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I want to give a shout out to Fathers Making Progress. You know, I be enjoying every time I come up there. I'm appreciative that it's an organization out here to actually give a fuck about black men, black fathers. We have a safe space to be ourselves, exchange ideas, you know what I'm saying? Show love. There's not a lot of that out here reciprocated, and it shows through our city, but through organizations like Fathers Making Progress, we able to, you know, give hope, build, you know what I'm saying, teach, train, understand, motivate, inspire. It's so many different aspects and components to building each other. They say iron sharpens iron, and a homie said it so cold. He was like, in order for the iron to sharpen, we got to be moving. It got to be about that action. Can't be afraid to, you know what I'm saying? If we gonna do this, let's do this shit all the way. I wanna succeed. And if I fuck with you, it's because I believe in you. And I know you got the potential to do it, just like I got the potential to do it. No more talking, no more games, none of that shit. We just gonna get out here and we gonna let our actions speak louder than our words. I ain't just talking to the men, I'm talking to everybody. But black men specifically, like, nigga, you matter, nigga. You a star, and you don't even know it. That's why they hate you so much. Because you got everything that they want. They wish they was you, black man. This is facts. They hate it. It pisses them off. That's why they go out of their way to oppress us and redline our neighborhoods and have us coming up out of squalor and shit. And then they get salty when we overcome squalor and poverty and we advance to the next level and we right on their heel. They trying to figure out another way to knock us down so that they 50 years ahead of us and shit. Do y'all realize that the Queen of England or Britain, wherever the fuck she from, you know, they stole so much wealth that it would take them over 1 million years to spend all of the wealth that they've accumulated since they've been in power. Since the creation of the modern free world. They've been doing this shit. Let that sink in your noggin. Take them 1 million years to spend all their riches, bro. Imagine how much money that is. Hell yeah, man. God don't like ugly though, man. They gonna reap what they sow. Bitch, that the queen bitch don't get one motherfucking tear from me, fucking bitch. I don't give a fuck. I know what you did to my people, so there ain't no motherfucking respect. I don't give a fuck. If you like the queen and you on my page and you got a problem with fuck I said, you can go ahead. You can report it. You can unsubscribe. You can say it's hate speech. We don't give a fuck. Truth is the truth. We don't fuck with colonizers and shit. We don't fuck with them. Shout out to my ancestors. This one for y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Player Shine Radio. This has been so freaking awesome. I can't wait. Can't wait to hear from y'all next time. Where I can't wait for myself to chop it up with y'all again. You know what I'm saying? I definitely be enjoying this. So make sure y'all come, y'all tune in next time. Tom, you got something you want to plug?
Y'all stay black. Mm-hmm.
Coffee makes you black. Make sure y'all go to that restaurant.
Foundation of black
staff. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I'm about to drop this. Be on the lookout for the next episode. Until next time,
yeah.
Man, stay dangerous.